come spend a week with a Haitian household. Shout out to the Soup Juma. Soup Juma was fabulous. I felt all my Haitian ancestors pumping through my veins.
I also have to say, Scotian is included in this as well. Thank you very much. Continue on.
Listen, all of the blacks.
Let me tell you guys, in the spring, the more in detail we'll be going to Nova Scotia. We're gonna bring the video guy. We're gonna film the whole thing. You've never seen me on the loose until I go back home to Nova Scotia. I'm not Scotian, but it's our roots. It's our black dirty south. Shout out to everybody that's Scotian, man. The white shark all day, every day. So Nikki, I don't know if I put the right caption for the song. We're gonna do Trey Songz, Mila J, Disrespectful. Mm-hmm. I don't know if there's an easy way to cheat. I don't know if there's a polite way to cheat. Mm. That's the angle I went. I didn't want to force your hand.
We'll talk about it. You know, you were right on the money.
I don't know if that's where you was going with it.
Right on the money. Same page.
Okay, let's play a snippet of this. So the song we're going to feature, we're going to break down on between the lyrics with Nikki Music from Breakdown to Lowdown. It's Trey Songz, Mila J, Disrespectful. So let's try that out. We'll come back and we'll talk about that a little bit. Let me play that. Join me. Let me locate it. Let me play that one. All right, let's get into it.
Side of the bed, she'll keep. If your man found out I was on his side of the bed, he'll go. If my girl found out he was wearing a robe, I'd probably go missing. If your man found out I was wearing his slippers, wait, I don't care about none of these. Girl, you so special. To her favorite diner, she even took me home so I could meet her mama.
If my man found out you was using his rubber, stop it. If your girl found out you was playing my rent, you lose her head. If my man found out I was washing your drawers, he pull out the Desert Eagle. If your girl found out, how could I was riding that way? Don't care about none of these.
Oh, that was sounding right.
That was sounding right, Nikki.
Smooth.
Okay, so walk me through. It's your assignment between the lyrics, Nikki Music in here. That was Trey Songz.
Yeah.
And Mila J, Disrespectful. Mm. A lot of cheating in that one.
Yeah, a lot of grease.
What a mess.
It's very slippery. It's sneaky. It's, you know, as we say, sneaky link. A lot of that going on. Welcome to Between the Lyrics, Nikki Music. As it's so funny when people call me that. I be going places like, oh, Nikki Music. And like, oh, you're referring to me by my social media name. I really forget that that's my name.
That's who we are now. All we are now is our social media handles.
That's all it is. So, wonderful. Welcome to the segment, guys. Yeah, we're doing Disrespectful, Trey Songz, Mila J. Ooh, child. The first time I heard this song, I was like, come again? Like, I was...
I had to
restart the song. I was like, he said what? Like, I mean, they have a whole song.
Mm.
They're trifling.
Yeah.
They're very trifling. Like, they're literally saying, we cheat.
Yeah.
this is what we do. Not only do we cheat, we do it disrespectfully.
Yeah.
And, you know, this begs the answer to your question, is there a polite way to cheat?
No, there isn't.
Yes and no. I mean, I feel like there's a preferred way to cheat.
Okay. What's the preferred way?
The preferred way is not in my bed. The preferred way is not in my home. The preferred way is nowhere where I could be in contact with where you and this... Okay. We're in contact. Like,
I don't want you guys to rush through it. Can we talk about the bed? Can we talk about the bed? You know what I mean? Y'all could have rented a motel. We could have done it in the back seat of the truck. You know what I'm saying? We could have found the alleyway and done it. You know, I'm definitely talking about pre-COVID times.
And if she lets you take her to an alleyway, then you know what you got.
Yeah, listen. Sometimes it is what you got. But to do it on your partner's bed, like, you know, this is the bed I share with my girl. You don't sleep with another dude on the bed.
That's the ultimate sign of disrespect. It's really just like saying, I really don't. I'm not even putting effort into my
You think it's TV stuff. I know people that have had that happen to them. I've had people walk in on their partner doing it.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Just like TV. Like, I thought it was just on TV. And,
no.
And,
oh, no.
You know what I mean?
That's where TV got it from.
That's
exactly
where TV got it from.
I was about to say.
But I'll let you go. Enlighten me. What is the polite way to cheat? Because I think it's just a... I just want to say
go
this.
Ahead,
I think cheating goes in two phases because, you know, a lot of people don't know. Nikki's an old soul, but she's young as shit. I think cheating comes in two phases. I think there's cheating before you're 30 and cheating after you're 30. After you're 30, I'm just talking about my, you know, me coming from a gala standpoint.
I was
previous
about
record.
To say, this no, is
no,
very
no, 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 no.
Indiscretions.
Lavina's always trying
before
to shade
30,
me
they don't count.
Yeah, no, I think prior to 30, you're gonna make some loose decisions. But I think after 30, you try to understand, like, you know what, I need to, you know, I have different goals in life. You want to build a family, do things of the light. Yeah. So you try to have more monogamous relationships. So cheating's a little bit different after 30.
So you're saying after 30, it's more respectful?
No, I think after 30, it's more impactful. I think after 30 feet cheating, like, goddamn, really, bro? Like, you're not even trying to build. Like,
I'll say this. Okay, I can't believe you're making me go down this. But
you know how I do.
It's like, let's say you rob a store.
Yeah.
You know, I stole someone. I was two. You know, my family likes to remind me.
You have
of
a
this.
Record.
No, I was two.
She was two.
I don't remember, but they always bring it up. You know, I'm like, I didn't know. You don't, you know, you know better, you do better.
Right.
You know, you steal some when you're 10. Excuse me. Steal some when you're 10, you're still fucked up.
Yeah.
It's still not the greatest thing to do. Ooh, excuse me, I need some water.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Yo, DC, bring me up some water. We have Shonda listening downstairs. Shonda's like our Mr. Jeeves.
It's like the assistant. I'm kidding. Yeah, like, it's not the best thing to do. But at 10, it's like, oh, you know, they're not going to give you no record. But if you're stealing at, you know, 25, you know, if you steal at 30, it's like, now, sir, ma'am, you knew better. It's the same thing with cheating, in a sense.
Yeah.
In a sense, I'm going to give you a little bit of a point here. Now, this is also feeding into the point that men, you know, don't mature as quickly as women and blah, blah, blah. And so if you're cheating at 25, like, I'm not giving you a pass still, but I can... like, lean into the understanding
that you're
gonna grow.
Yeah.
That you may not be forever a cheater if you cheat at 25. And then, let's say that was the only time, and then you never did it. Once you were, you know, 30 and up, you never did that again. You were a committed person, faithful, in relationship, monogamous, you know, the serial monogamous. I can give you that. However, that's not what they're doing here. These are grown folks.
Yeah. They're disrespectful as hell.
They're disrespectful as hell. And I just want to, you know, caveat. Amazing song. Great song.
Oh,
really,
man.
Catchy.
Well,
a little electric twang chord.
Nobody picks music like you, especially not R&B.
Well, thank you. If my girl found out you was on her side of the bed, she'll kill me. She definitely would. If your man found out I was on his side of the bed, he'll go ham. If my girl found out you was wearing her robe, I'd probably go missing.
Damn.
If your man found out I was wearing his slippers, wait. I don't care about none of these. I don't care about none of these N-words. Girl, you're so special. I don't mind being disrespectful.
Damn.
What?
He's speaking to the animal side, you know, being a former habitual cheater. he's speaking to the animal side with him. It's that thrill. I think some of us is still always trying to chase that thrill. You know, like, oh my gosh, she doesn't know. That kind of high.
Raise my hand here?
Yeah.
That's a lie. Let me tell you, it's a lie.
What chasing the thrill?
Whatever he's saying to this woman. He may be chasing us.
Oh, he capping for sure.
Yo, it's a cap. I just want the ladies to know. Let's say this was a real life scenario, which I'm sure there has been.
Mm-hmm.
If this man is cheating on his girl with you and telling you that you're so special that he's okay with doing that, it's a lie.
Yeah.
It's cap. Mm. It's Captain Cap. Okay? Like, no. Like, this is... And it's so funny that, you know, I mean, Trey has his personal life and we have our thoughts on, you know, the way he deals with it.
Is it something I don't know? Like, see...
It's something you don't... You haven't heard? Oh.
What do you do now? Like, he's always mixed up in something.
Exactly.
He's always... When you're too pretty and you can sing that R&B, that's what happens. But... Listen, I have a problem unknowing stuff. Like if I'm cheating on my girl and then the side chick is wearing the robe, now when my girl wears the robe later that night,
you're gonna get confused.
Yeah, I'm gonna get confused. Like, I can't unknow stuff. Look, my brain's stupid like that. But also,
that's why I mentioned cheat. Like, I mean, and I'm sorry, that's why women cheat more successfully than men.
Yes, I'll tell a group of women that at brunch the other day. I'm like, the only thing that's different now is that men have clued in. Like, oh shit, these girls are crafty. Yeah, you guys are the gatekeeper. You guys have everything we want. I mean, no one's turning down sex from a woman. You guys could literally go up to anybody and be like, yo, y'all want peace? And then be like, whatever.
See,
no,
that's a larger conversation. I literally was having this conversation last night.
You got to come back. Yeah, you got to come back. We got to pod that one.
But I want to get into some of Mila J's words.
Disrespectfulness.
And then I want to talk about how, you know, a real life situation where, you know.
We're doing real life, George.
This could have been.
It's like Dateline up here.
Mila J says, if my man found out you was using his rubbers, I'd be dead. Brent, you can bring your own, you know.
it better be condoms.
if your girl found out you was paying my rent, she would lose her head. If my man found out I was washing your drawers, he'd pull out that Desert Eagle. That's a gun, ladies and gentlemen. If your girl found out how good I was writing that. Wait. Oh, everything about this song makes my blood hot. I'm just like, relationships, why? You know what
I mean? Don't be in a relationship at that point, right? Because it's an abuse of trust, right?
Imagine just somebody does that to you, and he's bragging about it on the song. He's just like, I don't care. Yes, I could have not cheated, which would have been the best option.
Acceptable.
Mm-hmm. I could have, you know, went to her house. Let's assume that. Well, no, actually, they're both in relationships, so it's terrible. But we could have got a room or something. But no, let's just do it right. We're so lazy and we're so disrespectful. Let's just do it right here. And that reminds me of Prophet Derek Jackson.
You said Prophet. I was like, oh, we doing scripture again? Yeah, it's Bible Friday.
Wow. Prophet Derek Jackson said, you know, respect be damned. And, you know, in his home, in their marital bed. And here came homegirl with the helmet of salvation, ready to defend him.
Not the helmet of salvation.
You talking about the bonnet?
That's what she called it. That was her helmet of salvation. Anyways.
Yo, you guys are wild.
Anyways. So it begs the question that, you know, some people allow this type of stuff to happen, which... subsequently allows this kind of song to exist.
Exactly.
Because if you knew that this was incredibly just heinous,
right. You
wouldn't be admitting to this stuff. But because
it's so common, that's the sad part about it.
Yeah, but we make it okay for men, especially for men. Like, because, you know, this is validated because it's a Trey Songz song that Mila J can be on this. Mila J couldn't do this by herself, like, without getting dragged.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But because it's Trey Songz, operational master here, then Mila J can, yes, I too am also cheating on
that. But you know what? But you guys are right. We shouldn't condone this behavior. Cause, like, this is a little bit device because, like, we're making jokes about it, but had their partners came home, the guy or the girl, like she said it, he'll pull out his Desert Eagle. And see, this is how we get into violent situations.
And then you got passion crimes. Y'all playing around.
And we've seen that last year. You know, one of our people lost a life last year. Passion crime. So you've seen it go left, and this is why these things are not funny. Like that, if you're in a relationship and you're not comfortable enough to tell your partner, hey, listen, man, I want to try something else, man. I want to do this. Like, if you can't be upfront enough to tell your partner that, then you shouldn't be doing what you're doing, or you shouldn't be in a relationship. Most people are cowards. Like, we live in an era now where people break up via social media. We live in an era now where people want to text you a breakup and work through it through text messages. Nobody want to talk to each other anymore. Everybody afraid of the phone.
They're scared. This is called I can't say it on the radio.
Well, listen, they know. You know what I mean?
Or some people are just greedy.
Oh. Are you looking at me? I'm going to get the messages. I think that side eye was for you.
Well, listen. To conclude, to answer the main question that we had, is there a polite way to cheat? I'll head over on Lorena's side with no.
Unless you're in a polyamorous relationship and it's agreed upon by both parties.
That's not cheating then.
That's it. Well, there you go.
Exactly.
There's no polite way to cheat. I say there's a respectful one. I don't want it in my bed. I don't want it ever. But please don't.
I'll burn the whole bed down.
Because then I'll have to burn the bed, and that's the problem. Don't make me have to buy a new mattress. I pay a lot for my mattresses. Anyways,
you know, mattresses are expensive.
And they're, you know what I mean. And then to the final question, I will pose on every between the lyrics is disrespectful. Trey Songz, Mila J, toxic or not?
Oh, it's toxicity.
Oh, definitely.
Lorena's like, definitely toxic.
Toxicity. It's toxicity. I think it's toxic. I would love to hear what the listeners think, but we'll see what they say after the segment. I think it's toxic. I know some you know.
Lorena's like,
this gruntled listener is going to be like, no.
But that's another deeper question, too. A lot of women, I see a lot of men, too, are doing now, they're accepting less. Because, you know, especially people that's getting higher up in their 30s, close to their 40s. And, you know, dating pool is a little bit small, especially if, you know, you just want someone in the black community. Dating pool is small. So a lot of people are accepting, you know, they're taking shit. Because they're looking like, hey, listen, I'd rather take this opposed to not having nobody in my life.
That's sad.
It is.
But that's a lot of people's reality. Like, so what do you tell someone, and especially now you have a pandemic, so now all the social interactions are diminished by even more. And even before this, it was already diminished. Everybody was online. So what do you do now, right? It's tough, man. Nobody wants to be alone. But is it better to be alone or to be with someone that's going to treat you like a doormat?
Alone.
Damn. I'd be at the lake house, man.
Listen.
I'd be at the lake house.
To each their own. How about that?
Nikki Music, let them know the IG, how they can follow you. Your name is now only Nikki Music. Nikki Jean's dead.
Oh, all right.
You're like Puffy. You be changing your name, too. Nikki Music with a Z.
Well, no, not necessarily. It's actually at Nikki Music, at NickyMusique. The music is spelled in French. Make sure y'all check out Breakdown to Lowdown at Breakdown, the number 2, Lowdown. And if you need any creative services, of course, Slow and Steady, got you. All of the, you know, wonderful things I do are in my bio, so yes.
All right, Montreal, 8:17 in the morning. Coming up next, we have Lorena with some entertainment news. We're going to play a Kid Crayola mix. This is that Guyad mix. This is that Coffin Season 3 mix. Kid Crayola, friend of the show. I love her mix. I didn't even ask her to play this. I'm just like, I'm just going to feature this because I want to.
Oh, gosh.
It's fire. Well, she put it there on Mixcloud. It's fire. I want to feature it. Shout out to all my Haitian community. Soup Jumu for life. L'Union for la force. Let's get into this, man. It's the Morning Detour.
Thank y'all.
You're rocking with the best.
This one's gonna be a problem. DJ Crayola, baby.
C to the R to the A.
Hey, hold on.
Ton côté gang, ton côté sexy, mais tu ne sais pas. T'es pas parfaite, mais je le sais, mais t'es parfaite pour moi. Avec toi, je claquerai mes économies. Oh yeah. Baby, follow me. Oh yeah. Des trucs, mes conneries. Je vais oublier mes conneries. Yeah. Joli bébé, si t'es avec moi, plus besoin de t'inquiéter. Dis-moi où tu veux qu'on aille, je t'emmène. Si tu changes à cause de moi, je te voudrai quand même. Viens piloter mon cœur, ferme les yeux, monte à bord. Et si j'arrête le temps, c'est pour te voir tous les jours. Joli bébé, n'aie pas peur, à deux on est plus fort. Et si j'arrête le temps,
c'est pour te voir tous les jours. This that Kid Crayola. This that Guyad mix. Haïti.
Si je réponds pas au tel, c'est juste pour t'embêter. A mis mon cœur à découvert, je suis endetté. Quand je te mens, c'est que je te dis la vérité. Si tu me fais mal, c'est peut-être que je l'ai mérité. Embrouillé problème avec toi, je préfère l'éviter. Si tu veux rester avec moi, c'est la bonne idée. J'ai apprécié, bébé, t'es mon précis. Merci, je suis précis, Ronaldo et Messi. Je t'ai choisi pas pour tes formes, pour ta loyauté. Même si le monde s'y met, ils pourront rien faire qu'à côté. Joli bébé, t'es avec moi, plus besoin d'inquiéter. Dis-moi où tu veux qu'on aille, je t'emmène. Si tu changes à cause de moi, je te voudrai quand même. J'ai piloté mon cœur, les yeux montent à bord. Et si j'arrête le temps, c'est pour te voir tous les jours.
Montreal, don't be shy. Don't be shy, Montreal. If you want to dance in your car, if you want to take a little break from work, do it for your mental health. Do it for yourself. This that Kid Crayola. This that Gouillard mix. It's the best of Haiti. On that Lolo, you gotta see me on that Lolo. When that synthesizer come out, Lolo, I get the dance. Hey, hey, Saint Michel, Moriano, Pinaf, Laval, big up Kid Crayola. Let me go.
Prochaine station, Montmorency.
Ingénieur Gouillard là.
I told you guys already. I told you guys already, the best morning show in the country. The Morning Detour, we do all the vibes, all the flavors. Shout out to everybody in the West Indies. Haiti, l'union fait la force. Grand-mère, this one for you.
Impossible de compter. En vrai, t'es ni son plan A, ni son plan B. Maintenant, tu réalises.
Montreal, my city, you are not locked in to the Morning Detour. We on Fridays. Catch us every Friday from 7 to 9. The only place for news, reviews, and interviews. Nobody got vibes like us. We on Fridays. You are not locked in. DJ Kid Crayola, the Gouillard Mix. You can find on Mixcloud, Cuffin Season 3.
Tu l'aimes à mon mine, ne te verse pas la bonne dose. Et ça rien ne pourra le changer, nana. Non, ça ne va pas changer, nana. Et ça rien ne pourra le changer, nana. Non, ça ne va pas changer, nana. T'as une perle mais tu joues avec elle comme ballon. C'est elle qui fait tout, toi tu restes assis au salon. Tu la négliges mais beaucoup trouvent qu'elle est canon. Tu donnes du temps au ton alors t'as un putain de calon. Et un beau jour elle va te mettre sur le déco. Car t'as servi à rien à part faire la déco. Elle t'a laissé ta chance, t'as déconné. Donc il est interdit de l'insulter. Tu l'as quitté pour un homme qui va te faire la même chose. Tout ce que t'as fait de mal, on te fera la même chose. Tu l'as trompé pour te venger, mais c'est pas la même chose. Tu l'aimes à mon mine, ne te verse pas la bonne dose. Et ça rien ne pourra le changer, nana. Et ça ne va pas changer, nana. Et ça rien ne pourra le changer, nana. Et ça ne va pas changer, nana. Tu t'es donné, perdu, t'es vu plus jamais encore. Si c'est du jour, je veux pas avec toi. Est-ce que tu fais, on te fera ses dosés. Perdu, t'es vu plus jamais encore. Si c'est du jour, je veux pas avec toi. Yeah.
The spread of the COVID-19 virus and its variants has become critical. For everyone's well-being, contact must be kept to a minimum, and health measures must continue, including washing your hands, keeping your distance, and wearing a mask. If you have symptoms, get tested and self-isolate at home. This effort is essential. For more information, visit quebec.ca/coronavirus. Let's continue to protect ourselves. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
It's time to make an appointment for your booster dose against COVID-19. Visit quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine to follow the vaccination sequence plan for your area and book your appointment online. To continue protecting yourself against COVID-19 and its variants, get a booster dose and keep following distancing measures, wearing a mask, and washing your hands. The booster dose, the best way to stay protected longer. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Welcome back to the Morning Detour with Wheezy Moonchaser and Lorena. We are about to get into some more so entertainment news because of this.
That's what's
curfew.
Looking like?
Yeah, I mean, nothing really has been popping up with, like, when it comes to events. I mean, there's like the regular stuff that you could do with the family, like go sledding, go skating. Mm. Things like that, but I mean, there's not that much happening right now.
You know, I was looking at, I was trying to go ski doing.
Okay.
I was like, you know, man, I keep seeing these people in Saint John, they doing the most. Mm-hmm. They're ice fishing. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't make it a racial thing, but different groups of people
do different things.
Have acclimated to this pandemic and this lockdown differently. Oh, the mic sounding right. Shout out to Doc. When Doc's like, you might need to turn down the gain a little bit. Now the thing's sounding sweet, fam. The mic sounding right. But yeah, I was trying to ski-doo. And so some ski-doo companies, you got to put down $3,000 security deposit per mm-hmm. machine. And it's about like $300, $200, something like that for a couple hours. But I want to ski-doo. I want to be in the woods. I want to take our God there. I want to take Nyla ski-doo it. I think it's important to show black kids experience that they think in their mind that it's not for them or they'll never do. Like, I want to take our goddaughter to Iceland just to take her to Iceland. Shout out to my man James. He's about to fly out to Iceland next week.
I'm here for Iceland, but I don't know if she's going to be...
So Iceland you here for?
Yeah, but I don't know if she's going to be here for the whole ski-doo.
She got no choice. She don't really tell me no with her little squinty eyes. She don't really tell me no.
I feel like that's on the line of bullying, but we move on. So in the entertainment news, so something that made headlines recently is Antonio Brown. According to, I think I got this from CNN, in the middle of a pivotal game against the New York Jets, Brown took off his pads, threw his undershirt and gloves into the stands and promptly ran across the field, bare-chested, giving the fans a peace out sign as he left the MetLife Stadium.
Yeah. Crazy. So
everybody was confused, like, what is going on with him? He's always doing something. What is it this time? So he's saying that he was forced to play injured by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Right.
And that an MRI on Monday revealed damage to his ankle. So he did say that he told the coach that because his ankle was hurting him. He said he was injected. You know, they give them like the steroid and stuff like that. But the pain was a lot. So he took a seat during the game. The coach came to him, started yelling at him. And basically when Antonio refused to get on the field to play, the coach allegedly said, "You're finished," and did that whole like motion with like the hand going across the neck.
I love that motion. Now, this should make that like an international meme.
Well, I don't know. That's what they're saying. Obviously, the Bucks are saying otherwise. So
this is, you know, the thing with Antonio Brown, some people are habitual line crossers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, problem. This is the same guy that Facebook Live, the locker room, when he's in Pittsburgh. The same guy that went off with the Raiders. Same guy when he's with the Patriots. He had all these allegations with the women and all that stuff.
Yeah.
He's not paying people that work for him. So it comes across like, yo, you're not really a nice guy. And then on top of it, most recently, a couple weeks ago, yo, it came out you had a fake vax passport, which technically is a felony, but if you're a celebrity, you get a pass, right? So it's always something. And like, what do you do with somebody doing this or something? And let's be honest, if it wasn't for Tom Brady, he wouldn't be on the Buccaneers. B.A. never wanted A.D. A.B., some people are just more headaches than they're worth, but he's a great wide receiver. He's probably going to be in the Hall of Fame, all of that. And now the text messages it's kind of weird. He came out. He came up with this big manifesto with his lawyer and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But don't you just get annoyed? It's always something. Just come on and play the game.
But that's another thing. Like, there's always something, but there's always someone or a group of people somewhere that are giving him another opportunity, another chance. Let's lift him up. Let's bring him in. Like, just the other day, I think he was, like, with Fabulous, you know? So there's always people that are going to support him. So if that's happening, then obviously he's not really paying any consequences. Like, he's not seeing any damage that he may be doing because it's always being pushed to the next level from, I think, the time he was in college and stuff.
Yeah, they're so do you think our society, we overvalue our stars and celebrities? Like, if you're really good at a skill, like if you're really good at rap, you're a good ball player, they'll forgive a lot of mistakes. If you could really do something really well, something in there we got to curb, because it creates these kind of monsters where they become this extra convoluted narcissist.
No, definitely. I think too, also, like, if you're really good at something and you're getting a lot of money and you're getting a lot of fame and stuff like that, people latch onto you and they just push you to go because they want something out of it. But then also too, you have to take a step back and maybe, like, look at somebody's mental health and look, like, are they okay? Do you see them going down a path where they're gonna crash and burn? Like, help them out. So I think no one's really helping out. A lot of football players go through different things with injuries and stuff, and nobody does.
Don't they have
anything.
The craziest stories, always killing their spouse and
Because of
abuse.
All the injuries. Remember the movie Concussion with Will Smith?
Great
and
movie.
They see, like, things happen with the brain and stuff, but I don't. Supposedly things are implemented, but we're still hearing these stories.
Do you believe Antonio Brown has mental health issues? Because that's one of the narratives.
Mm-hmm.
That on the low, he could be a bad person and have mental issues at the same time.
Yeah.
Because not paying someone for a service is crazy. Because that's how the non-vax thing came out, right? He didn't want to pay someone. And there's a whole issue with the delivery driver as well.
Mm-hmm.
There's always something. If I was a celebrity, I want to stay as low as possible. The only thing I want to be known for is the craft or the thing that I'm known to be a celebrity. I don't want to get caught up in no extra. Some guys don't care. But you know what? You won't know until you're worth millions and millions of dollars. Like, you won't know what that vibe is until you get there.
That's true.
They should teach a class on humbleness. It's cool. They should teach a lot of things.
Another thing that happened, the Grammys. So due to the rise of COVID-19 cases, they're actually going to postpone the Grammys. So they released a statement. So some of it is, after careful consideration and analysis with city and state officials, health and safety experts, the artist community, and our many partners, the Recording Academy and CBS have postponed the 64th annual Grammy Awards show. So there's no date of when this is going to happen. At first, people were saying June. So people are like, that's wild. The Grammys and the BET Awards at the same time.
That's what you're looking at? Looking for the conflict, the BET and the Grammys?
Well, that's what people were saying. Not me. But there's no date yet. But I think it's
should have it on back-to-back weekends. Like, one weekend the Grammy, one weekend the BET Awards.
I think that would be dope. But, I mean,
what would be dope is when you finally give me that call, be like, y'all got tickets to the BET Awards. That would be dope. I know we're right around the corner from that. That would be dope.
I hope that's happening.
I want you to bring me to everything. The Soul Train Awards, the BET Awards, the NAACP Awards. Bring me to all the joints. PR pass.
I hope that's happening really soon. If we do get these shows back.
Well, who do you want to meet? Like, I know you're a big Beyonce fan, and that's going to be like such a moment for us when we do the Beyonce Jay-Z thing. I'll be for a loss for words. You know, he'll be like, Beyonce be like, you know, but like, besides Beyonce and Jay-Z, which will be like the ultimate thing for us, and I think we're right around the corner from there. Is there anybody that you like, I know you're a big R&B fan. Is there anybody like you really want to meet, like, when you go to these awards?
People to meet, I would love to hang out with Mariah Carey. I'm such a Mariah fan.
Really?
Yes, I love Mariah Carey. I know it's weird. Mariah Carey, Monica.
So you're saying you're a diva on the low? You kind of bougie on the low?
Honestly, I think Mariah is more like gangster than the average person. Like, she's just, if you really know her, yeah, she like seems that way, but I feel like she'll like cuss you out in like 2.2 seconds.
For sure, man. Yo, she don't run around with Dipset and stuff and she be soft. Yeah, Mariah got the sauce.
Exactly. But I love Mariah ever since I was a kid. Right. So I think that would be another one. Mm-hmm. And then like just like the older legends like Patti LaBelle and Stevie Wonder, like,
I see you hanging out.
I want to go to Patty's house for food. I want her to cook.
Oh, she could throw down?
Yes, she can.
I see you hanging around with like Patti LaBelle, but also too Angela Bassett. I feel like it's like a cookout, like Patti LaBelle, Angela Bassett's. Oprah might pop up after 6. Gail might come around 9. I feel like you're in that corner. Who knows? Jada might pull up. I feel like you'll mesh so well with that crew of black women. Queen Latifah would be a great look.
I love Queen Latifah. Queen Latifah is always on my vision board. Always. Like, she's done everything.
And a lot of people don't talk about that. No. Like, she's done everything. Like, her show was crazy. Music. Like, she's done everything.
She did artist management. She got them out of crappy deals and managed them. She's done modeling. She's the first one to do, like, the Queen Collection with CoverGirl. She's done a whole bunch of stuff, and she seems to be just super dope, like humble, like you don't hear any crazy stuff about her. But yeah, there's so many people that I would love to meet, and then there's so many people that I would love to work with, so hopefully that happens.
Okay, well we right here, Rick Noel on the message board here. Okay, so Rick is saying Beyonce versus Mariah in a versus.
I don't think
I'm gonna let you go. When I see Lorena's eyes pop up, I know she has a commentary. We're gonna have to do this. Let's talk venue. We're gonna have to do this at like one of them African venues where it has to be an open stadium. Like they dressing rooms gotta be on opposite ends of the stadium. Mariah and Beyonce. Just the extras will be out of control. Like, Beyonce's gonna need this X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. Mariah Carey's ever gonna need Y, Z, X, Y, V, F, O.
The lighting has to be on point for both of them.
They're gonna need two different stages. I'm trying to show you. We have to do this at a football stadium. Mariah and Beyonce, fam, they're gonna try outshine each other. They're gonna have, so we're talking about what, 200 dancers, 20 light men. Like, let's be honest. Who do you have, Mariah and Beyonce in the versus? Who do you got?
That's hard. I couldn't choose.
Damn.
I could not choose.
Did I stump Lorena on January 7th, 2023?
You don't understand how big of a fan I am of both of them. Like, crazy. That would be amazing. If they did do that, that would be like an amazing... I'd have to make that an event for myself.
Wine and cheese. Are you into a charcuterie board?
No.
Oh, yeah, you don't eat meat. No. This mic sounded right. I turned on that game.
Okay, wait, moving on, because I still have more.
Okay.
So there's news for Young Dolph in his murder case. Mm-hmm. The Memphis Police Department issued a warrant for the suspect in the fatal shooting of rapper Young Dolph, according to the U.S. Marshals Service. The suspect in his death has been identified as Justin Johnson, who is wanted on first-degree murder. And what's really interesting is that a fan from Memphis solved the case like weeks ago.
I've been telling you guys for weeks, but we gotta start looking at our police academies. We gotta send civilians in there, man. Because listen, my mom be watching First 48 all the time. A lot of us are investigative reporters in our own right.
No, but she had everything. She had like her Instagram page. She had like all the proof, all the stuff. And she had solved it like weeks ago. I guess maybe the police had to get like that concrete evidence in order to like issue something. Yeah,
let me just like, yo, she had all the ads and
no,
she got the code.
She had everything. She was on it. She solved that right away. I was like, okay, girl.
She had the board and everything, man.
Yep.
Okay, I see you.
And then also too, unfortunately, Aaliyah's coming out with an album, which I'm not happy about.
Mm-hmm. You're not happy. You know, I heard the remastered version of that Aaliyah and Weekend sounded all right. I guess you still wasn't okay. You still wasn't here for it. Okay.
What's wrong? The late singer's uncle, Barry Hankerson, was recently a guest on the Geno Jones show where he spoke about the forthcoming album and its guest features. According to Hankerson, the album will have appearances by The Weeknd, Drake, Snoop Dogg, Future, and Neo, as the estate feels confident with this output.
So what? Did Aaliyah have like unreleased music? Like she still had joints like nobody's heard before? Because I don't want to hear no remix joints. Like, give me some new shit.
I think it's new songs. It's like verses that probably songs that are unfinished. So these guys are going to come in and do their verses and make it a complete song. I'm hoping that it is mixed properly.
I'm hoping that they hollered Amorphis. That's what I'm hoping.
No, they didn't, because Amorphis is not on good terms with Black Crown Records because he's been vocal about it. It is sad, though. One fan did say, imagine having the opportunity to create a new Aaliyah album with the entire generation of women that were directly influenced by her, like Ciara, Teyana Taylor, Tinashe, Normani, Janae. Mm. But instead, we get Snoop Dogg, Neo, Future, Chris Brown, and a Weird Weekend song. So the fans are not happy.
Nah.
But Unstoppable will be released later this month.
Do that list of women again. That would be great. Tinashe, Ciara.
Tiana Taylor, Normani, Woo! Janae, Chloe and Halle, her, Seven Streeter.
Yeah, I love Seven. Seven's
There's
my girl.
So many amazing women that are all influenced by Aaliyah, and none of them were asked. They didn't even have Missy and Tim. They didn't even have Genuine. Like, we're like...
I feel... I give no credence to no Aaliyah project or no post Aaliyah death project if Missy and Timbaland's not involved. To me, it's not a real thing.
There's no... They didn't even ask Tank if they're going to do all men.
I know Tank's your guy. Yo, look at stay up Tank, here fighting for Tank.
But Tank worked with Aaliyah in the past. Like, they had that relationship. You could have got Tank at least if you're doing
if
all
I don't
dudes.
See, if I don't see Missy and I don't see Timbaland, I don't think any Aaliyah project is credible. To me personally. Yo, RG was asking me this too. He said he's still waiting for the Busta and Wyclef. Let me tell you about the Busta and Wyclef versus. The Busta and Wyclef versus is going to be every Jamaican and Haitian.
Busta and Wyclef?
Busta,
really?
Busta versus. You're not, you.
Okay.
You're not feeling that?
No.
That's going to be dope. That's going to like, that's Jamaica versus Haiti all over the place. You're not feeling that?
No.
Well, Wyclef's the ultimate showman and Busta Rhyme is the hypest dude in the world. You're not seeing that?
No,
listen,
I'm not.
Listen. We got. Don't worry, RG. I'm gonna bring Larina a couple.
Wyclef is super dope. I mean, he Larina lost needs me to go, with his you need to go guitar. To a fact.
No, you got. I told you about my Haitian brothers and the guitar.
No, but he had a guitar. Remember, he was creating peace through music.
Why are you laughing at people trying to create peace to me? You're a bad person. This is why Quebec is the way it is. Okay, this is why it is. Oh man, I gotta. You know what? I'm gonna play some more music, but do you want to do some of the pros? I want to open up the lines next week. I apologize, Muncho. I forgot my plug-in for my phone. But do you want me to go into some of the pros?
Yeah, I'm waiting. I want to know what it is because I couldn't find any. Sorry.
Okay, let me play some music. let me bring the vibe back closer. I want to shout out B-Condoms. We're going to be giving out some B-Condoms next week. Oh, hold on a second.
Oh, we lost the live feed. But it's coming back. But yes, so you're going to give away B-Condoms. This show, and you're gonna give us some pros to living in Quebec. This is what we're waiting for.
No, I'm gonna give away B-Comps next week. Hit me up on the DM. You know, a few, you know, I ain't gonna put nobody's business out there. A few people hit me up already. Say, I need a box. I got you. We got the new joint. You get.
And DMs W Moon Chaser, please. Just to be clear.
Every Friday, the Moon Detours come to you live from DG Kicks, 6714 Feeling, the leader in sportswear and urban clothing. They even got some electronics. Luna, pass me that shoe behind there. If you don't follow DG Kicks, follow DG Kicks on Instagram. They have a contest for this beautiful shoe right here. I forgot what it's called, but it's fly. So I'm going to buy myself a pair as well. The contest ends at 6 p.m. tonight, and they're going to announce the winner at 9 p.m. on IG Live. So that's DG Kicks, doing things for the community. It's the flyest urban store in the city, black-owned, over 10 years, in the hood. What more can you ask for? So let's jump back into the DJ Kick Creole little bay here. When I come back, I'm going to do some pros to living in Quebec. And then next week, I'm going to open up the lines and see how people feel about it. Larita's like, yeah, no one's with it. Larita's like, no one's with it, man. Let's jump into it, man. This is crazy. Listening to the Kid Crayola mix. Gooyah, it's available on Mixcloud. Please follow Kid Crayola, one of the dopest DJs in the city. Black excellence. Do your thing, girl. IET, I see you. I had some griot last night, Lolo. It felt great. Steve Banana, let go. You see when it's come on like this, Lolo? You gotta hold her waist when it's come on. You gotta hold the waist tight. You get that little zouk. Oh, nothing sexier than watching kompa and zouk dancers. Aye, aye. Problem. Kick Rayola. They can't hold you. Prestige. Babo Cool. Saint Michel, I see you. Parkex. You know me, Parkex, why I hold my hat low. Parkex, why I'm out with my Haitianness. You know we do things, the more things are. Let go. You're listening to The Morning Detour on the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM. This that Kid Crayola mix. Guyad, L'Union fait la force.
Je rentre tard, je le dis. Je bats très loin, on a du bloc.
Hold on. Lola, you can't play this like regular music. Yo, when Kid Creole pulled this song, man, this is a problem, man. Let's jump back into this. This joint's crazy.
Je rentre tard, je le dis. Je bats très loin, on a du bloc. Nos sentiments sont condamnés. J'ai 20 balles, on a du bloc. Ici, pas d'hirondelle, c'est les balles qui sifflent. Pardonne-moi ma belle, je t'emmène loin d'ici. Baby, tu me dis, j'entends les balles qui sifflent. Pardonne-moi ma belle, je t'emmène loin d'ici. Je traîne la vie dansée. Je me sens menacée. J'aimerais tes conseils. T'es ma douce idée. Jolie bébé, ma douce. Je donnerai mon cœur sans souci. Jolie bébé, ma douce. Je te donnerai mon cœur sans souci.
Je te donnerai de toute façon, rien que toi dans mes pensées.
L'impression que tu es bloqué, mon passé me fera. Tu vois qui la faut.
Rien que toi dans mes pensées.
T'as pas lâché l'affaire, tu seras la mère de l'homme. Toquez-moi comme les autres.
Pour que j'attelle les vitons, j'arrive comme un coup d'état. Mon neige, je referme les vitons. Pour toi, je serai obligé de t'aimer en sans attention. Mon don, je deviens assassin. Le vrai est une imitation. Ça va finir en pension.
Elle critique mon train de vie, dès que je suis criminel. Quand elle sort le samedi, je me sens privé d'elle. Dans les affaires arbées, j'ai ça dans les veines. J'suis dans les vibes arbées, j'suis dans les vibes arbées.
J'suis de la salle, bébé, tu le savais depuis longtemps. J't'avais dit qu'on ferait pas semblant. J'suis dans la salle, bébé.
Mais ça plus pas que ça fait.
It's time to make an appointment for your booster dose against COVID-19. Visit quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine to follow the vaccination sequence plan for your area and book your appointment online. To continue protecting yourself against COVID-19 and its variants, get a booster dose and keep following distancing measures, wearing a mask, and washing your hands. The booster dose, the best way to stay protected longer. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Good. Great. Not bad at all. A-okay. Tickety-boo. Fine, thanks. All good. It's going gangbusters. Just great. When people ask us how we're doing, we often say fine, even if it's not always the case. If you aren't fine, say something. To get help, call Info Sociale 811. Because talking is the first step towards getting better. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Oh. 8:49 in the morning. Welcome back to the Morning Detour. Moon Chase in the building, Lorena XO. Oh, I forgot to mention, I'm wearing that new cream clothing. Fresh out. Look at cream clothing. You know, Montreal entrepreneur. Some of the flies. Give a shout out to my man, Tony. I got a new, what's this, the light charcoal? I don't know. Wait, what color you call this, Lorena? It feels great, man. The joint's tapered. That new cream clothing. Make sure y'all get that, man. Dope things are happening. So I'm going to open up this next week, too, to some callers and whatnot. But let's get this conversation going here a little bit, Lorena.
Okay.
So a study by Mahou last month surveyed Canadians on the province that they would feel comfortable living in. Oh, hold on a second. We got two things playing here. Too much fire, Guad. There you go. Sorry for that, Montreal. So a study by Mahou last month surveyed Canadians on the province that they would feel comfortable living in. And Quebec ranked in the last place with just 24% support. The provinces that Canadians said they'll feel most comfortable living in were British Columbia, 65%, and the Atlantic provinces, 63%. The Atlantic provinces, was that? That's the other side? Mm-hmm. That's like Nova Scotia and all that? Mm-hmm. Okay, that's your end, okay. Also, low on the list was Saskatchewan and Manitoba. But nobody knows now what's going on in Saskatchewan and Manitoba, the little Midwest region, 38% mm-hmm. support. But okay. Let's talk about Quebec a little bit. Can we talk about Quebec a little bit? It's not the place to live. It's not the place to live. So BC got 65%. Atlantic region got 63%, Ontario got 49%, Alberta got 49%, Saskatchewan got 38%, Manitoba got 38%, and Quebec got 24%.
So we're in last.
Yeah, we're last. Nobody wanna live here.
Oh, so they rather live in like Manitoba, Saskatchewan before Quebec.
Yeah, everybody rather lives everywhere besides living in Quebec. But I think I've never been a fan of shit on where you stay. You know, obviously think being a black person living in Quebec, there's a lot of cons. Mm-hmm. But I do think there's a lot of positive things to live here. You and I spoke about this the other day, and you know, in our pre-show meeting, and you were very dismissive. You're like, "Well, there aren't any." Yo, I felt your attitude through the WhatsApp message.
I was going through a lot that day. Girl, I'm like, now here he comes, asking me crazy questions.
You see, and when I tell people, "Yo, listen, Lorena and Sade is over me," people think they always ask me. I say they just over me. We've been friends a long time. I think our 10, 15 year friendship is really like 65 years, because a year with me is like
Oh, yeah, it's a lot.
You're burnt out like the nurses?
Yes.
Listen, man.
With no vacation.
I've eased the burden on you since 2015.
Since when?
Since 2015. I don't give you too many personal stories. No, I've eased the burden on you a little bit.
Okay.
Okay. So let's go. I think there are some advantages to living in Quebec, mm-hmm. even though a lot of Montrealers don't believe so. So you don't have none. So it's all on me today.
Yeah, I'm waiting to find this out. I mean, all I could think about was poutine, but I was hungry then as well.
Okay. So I did have poutine on my list.
Okay.
But someone did tell me a lot of other provinces, a lot of other places have adopted the poutine as well. But dare I say, they don't have the same cheese curds and they don't have the same sauce.
It's not the same.
So online, this is what they're saying online. 17 advantages of living in Quebec. Rich in natural beauty. Quebec's natural beauty makes it amongst the top for tourists. We have we have beautiful forests, and you know.
Yeah, but they have that in BC too.
It says we're a hot spot. We have some rich natural beauty. Okay. I don't know. I don't think we could take the natural beauty to the bank, but it's a positive. Affordable electricity, affordable housing. Outdoor activities and entertainment. We're a hotbed for. We have year round. We have great activities going on.
We have like big festivals that people travel all around the world to come and see.
Apparently, water bodies is a major factor too. We have a large amount of water bodies. We have different pods of water. You have a lot of good lakes and rivers and so forth. that's not an appealing thing for you to live in Quebec. Like, I don't know. No one is like, you know, I'm trying to move somewhere. I'm looking for, you know, like, I want to make sure it has a lot of water beds, you know, like, I want to go see some lakes.
Yeah, but even if you're, like, trying to convince someone to come and live here in Quebec, I don't think that would be one of your selling points.
It says cycling lanes and parks. You know, parks have been a hotbed place during the pandemic.
Let's not start on the cycling lanes, but carry on.
Artistic and cultural hub.
Okay.
But I feel it is different. I think the artistic and cultural hub in Quebec is different than the rest of the country, so mm-hmm. it does stand out mm-hmm. in that respect. So okay, I think that's a dope selling point. How do you feel about our Medicare? Would that be an attractive point for you?
No.
I think we have the best mix of women of different cultures and sizes and shapes and everything. I think it's a bit, you know, McLean Magazine always ranked us as we're the most diversified province in the country.
Okay.
Would you agree? I think that's a guy's selling point. I want to be in a melting pot. I don't want to just be in a place that's just one way.
Yeah, but I feel like Toronto, Ontario is.
But see, the thing with Toronto, the knock on Toronto that you don't feel that level of history. Like, you know, we have old Montreal. Like, we, you know, there's a story there. What's Toronto's story? You gotta feel like Toronto's kind of like a Lego. Like, it's just kind of made up. They just kind of built it on here. Here it is. Okay. And then there's that whole American influence where Toronto comes off a little bit like they live in Buffalo. I know you're a big Buffalo fan.
Carry on.
So those are some of the pros I had. Did you have more pros? Like, do I need to convince you more? Oh, also we have the most affordable schooling. Okay. Our education is among some of the cheapest
That's
in the world.
That's true, because a lot of people come here for school, yeah, but then so, they leave right after. We have trouble retaining.
I don't know what scares me. I don't know if it's the winter or the roads or our lack of putting up a proper Christmas tree.
So maybe you need to be the what do we have a lot of deputy chief?
Yeah, that we have a lot of deputies and stuff of.
So maybe
there's already somebody for that position of cultural affairs and tourism. Yeah,
maybe you should apply though.
Listen, I think Montrealers like Quebecers only get up for Saint John Baptist Day and Saint Patrick's Day. We used to have Carry Banner or Carry Fiesta. I don't even know what it's called in this province at this point.
I think ours is a Carry Fiesta.
So you mean to tell me there's no selling point to living in Quebec? I think we have a great mix. I think we have an abundance of restaurants. I love poutine. The women are great. Like, there's no selling point for you. Like, there's no upside living in Quebec for you.
I like the school. That school is affordable.
We went to a great college.
Sure.
So you don't think we went to a great college?
I mean,
yeah, you're the most shadiest person I'm finding. Well, like, I don't know why I even bothered with you.
My teachers were very questionable, but yes, I met a lot of great people there. I like the people that attended. They were cool.
Oh man, it's so crazy, man. But hopefully that entices. But the rest of Canada's not feeling us. I think it's the language, though. Like, let's be honest, it's the French thing that really deters people from coming here.
No, but I think that's a selling point.
The language?
Yeah, because people think it's so cool that we speak two languages.
And we're like, no, we'd rather not speak it at all.
See, but that's us. But I think on the outside looking in, a lot of people like that. So I think that's a selling point.
But it depends, because some immigrants, when they come in, then like it's kind of like forced upon you a little bit.
Yeah, but yeah, that's true.
Opposed to that, you know what I mean? I feel like for, that's what Arcus was saying, like, for Canadians living within Canada, when they come here, that's mm-hmm. fine. But for people come from abroad, it's kind of standoffish a little bit with the French.
Yeah, that is true. I was thinking more so visitors.
But man, you wish it was more selling points. You wish it was more like, okay.
Like that, I don't know, that list didn't excite me, like, ooh.
Access to local shops, water bodies, outdoor activities and entertainment. We have a lot of, we have a lot of open landscape, but so does BC.
Yeah, I don't know.
Rich in natural beauty.
Nice try.
Well, next week we'll open up the lines and maybe some of our listeners have.
I hope so, because I can't think of anything.
Maybe some of our listeners have some positive stuff. We do have a lot of cons, though. Taxes, roads, winter. Like, everybody can remove their snow better than us. It's weird, even in Japan.
Yeah, it's a little slow here.
Which makes no sense. We used to be the hub of North America.
Yeah.
And then Bill 101 came into effect, and that was the end of that. We used to be the hub of Canada. It's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. Better luck next week.
Lexi. Montreal, my city, you've been locked into the Morning Detour. I want to thank you for the last 2 hours. It's been amazing. We've done some news and a little bit of entertainment. Shout out to B Condoms, protect the culture. Go on bcoms.com. They have condoms, they have lubricants, they got masks, they got t-shirts, all of that. It's a great company, the only black-owned condom company in the world. Paraben-free, vegan-friendly, thinner than your average condom. Mm-hmm. B Condoms. Next week, we're going to give away some. I apologize, I forgot the connector for the phone. People who have been calling in mid-air and stuff like that.
It's quickly circulating throughout the province of Quebec. It's essential that you get tested only if you have COVID-like symptoms. Symptoms such as fever, cough, and loss of taste or loss of smell. As you may already know, testing still remains one of the best ways to limit outbreaks. For more information, visit quebec.ca/test COVID-19. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
C'est maintenant le temps de prendre votre rendez-vous pour votre dose de rappel contre la COVID-19. Allez sur québec.ca/vaccin-COVID pour suivre la séquence de vaccination prévue dans votre région et prendre votre rendez-vous en ligne. Pour bien vous protéger contre la COVID-19 et ses variants, vous devez recevoir la dose de rappel et continuer de respecter la distanciation, de porter le masque et de laver vos mains. La dose de rappel, un moyen de nous protéger plus longtemps. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Hi, this is Lee Fields from Soul Fire Records. And when I'm in Montreal, I listen to CKUT 90.3 on the FM dial.
You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
Good morning and welcome. This is Jazzamuck.